transmission.
Well, hello, good morning or good afternoon, good evening, whichever pertains to you. I'd like to take this time to welcome you to another exciting episode of The Fungus Hunter Live. It's 1930 UTC, and you are listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. It rained overnight again, and so I am in an undisclosed location. Oops, I almost forgot my knife. Grab my knife here. Okay, now we're good. I am in an undisclosed location, hunting for and tracking down the wild Esculenta. We know where it's been hanging out. We've just been waiting for it to show its face. So let's see if we can go get it today. As I walk into the forest here, it smells like damp wood. It is very damp. Like I said, it has been raining. It was, I don't know how much we got. I didn't even look, to be perfectly honest. But it is damp. It's a bit brisk. It's approximately 55 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that in metric? Around 13 or 14 C, give or take. This should be some fairly decent weather. We should have some fairly decent moisture. We should be able to find a couple little dudes with their heads poking up. And then we'll cut their heads off. Oh, being a mushroom hunter is a questionable activity. I am near the interstate again, just because the interstate goes through some lovely areas for looking for mushrooms. I might be under a bridge. I might be near an overpass. Who's to say? But we're getting a little bit closer to where the mushrooms should be. Oh, we got another 50 meters or so to go. And this is the part where I look around and make sure that nobody is watching me. Yeah, I'm clear. There's nobody here, just a couple of people sitting in the parking lot killing their lunch hour. And since no one's looking, I duck down this barely noticeable deer path and sneak down in here where nobody will see me. And now we start looking around for Morchella esculenta, sometimes known as the white morel or yellow morel. And this is the part where we just stare at the ground for a while, moving slowly. Then we squat down to get a lower angle and look all around us. I wish you could smell this now. That's one thing I do love about this area. All the ground cover is nothing but violets, and they're all blooming. So you have that smell. Plus, there's these little bushes. I'm standing right next to one. I don't know what kind of bush they are, but they have these flowers, and they smell like candy. And so it's not too windy back in here. And so you just get this smell of, I don't know, it's like a cross between a candy store and I don't know what else. And what do we have here? Oh, nope. False alarm. Here's a little piece of corn cob that is sticking up and looks exactly like what we're looking for, but it is not what we want. Where I am right now is also really close to a cornfield. And so little squirrelies who live here in the forest have plenty of food over there in the cornfield. They like to bring it back over here and leave their corn cobs all over the place. Here's a deer track. It's a little old though. I'm stepping over logs, walking through the brush, looking for my tricky, tricky mushrooms. You know, as I make my way through this part, I'm beginning to suspect that it didn't rain quite as much as I thought it did. Or it rained more at my house than it did here. This area is, I mean, it's damp, but it's a little dry. It's, didn't seem like, and I am under some canopy, but not a whole heck of a lot. I'm gonna start making my way back downhill to where the moisture is. Ooh, daddy. Here's some more deer tracks. Maybe I should follow them. Let the deer take me to my mushrooms. Because I am not finding much of anything out here. Which is interesting. Oh wow, the ground is really soft here. It's all leafy and loamy. Oh, what's this? I see something. Okay, now, isn't this very interesting? I found something, and it's another disappointment. However, this is a more interesting disappointment than a corn cob. I have found a mushroom, and it kind of looks like a morel, but it is not a morel. This is Gyromita, and this is not a good mushroom. It's not, you know, poisonous per se, but if somebody is sensitive to mushrooms, it could mess them up pretty good. This is a mushroom that will make you sick, and a lot of people do mistake these for morels. They get really excited. Hey, I found a bunch of morels. Ooh, sorry, no you didn't. And so, I'm gonna go ahead and pull these. I'm gonna harvest these gyromitas so that nobody else finds them and thinks that they're morels and eats them. And that's why I am a responsible mushroom hunter. I'd rather find the esculentas, but looks like it's going to be a little gyromita today. Alright, let's go over there and check some other areas. Well, I've kind of worked my way into an area that I haven't been in before. And this area, yeah, it's kind of promising, but I think it needs more time. It's a little dry right around here. Although I did find an interesting stump that has an interesting polypore or two growing off of it. That is not what we're looking for today. So, I'm gonna start heading back towards civilization. And then, you know, obviously check some areas on the way back. I found an interesting deer track here. It's not a stonk, but it looks like a deer was running or moving kind of fast and then turned at a sharp angle. Maybe he was running away from somebody. Or maybe he was playing deer games with other deer, like deer tag or something. I'm not finding much of anything as I continue walking along. I wonder when I'm going to start seeing other species. It could take a while, but geez, it's wet enough. I think it just hasn't been warm enough. As soon as we have some more, you know, 75 to 80 degree days, you know, around 22 to 24 C or whatever, then we'll get some real fungus action a poppin'. I'm approaching a ditch that I'm very familiar with, and I'm starting to be able to see into it, and yeah, I don't think that it rained overnight quite as much as I thought it would, or thought it did, or wished it would have, because this ditch does not nearly have enough water in it to indicate that it's been raining worth a damn. So, I think we're going to start heading out of here. We're getting closer. I'm passing through another little area where I've suspected morels will be, given the right conditions, which apparently we haven't quite hit yet because I'm not seeing anything. Staring at the ground, wishing I could find some little dudes, but I'm not finding them. Yeah, this little area that I'm checking now is one of those transition zones where we transitioned from deciduous forest into little grassland. And sometimes right in these transitionary zones, especially next to a little creek like this, this is more of a ditch than a creek. I don't know what you would call it where you live, but again, no joy. All right, so let's head back to the car. One thing that happened that has annoyed me is I tried to zip my jacket up a little bit and the zipper went askew. It's cross-threaded or whatever you call it. How annoying is that? I've had this jacket forever, and if I have to destroy it and throw it away now, I'm gonna be ticked off. All right, let's get out of here. I've got mud all over my shoes. I gotta scrape my feet off. Ugh. So, this could take a while. So while I'm scraping mud off of my shoe, let's take a little break. I'll scrape mud while you listen to this.
I guess I'll hear it when it hits the networks, huh? On the count, 1, 2, 3. Hi!
Eddie, tell them like it is.
Hey, I'm Eddie Idle. And this is my band.
Yeah. All right.
You know, us guys, we're sitting pretty up here right now on the top of the current scene for one pretty good reason, I guess. We take Mertz. You know, I guess whether it's an important decision about album graphics or the current lyrics for some music we've just written, or just trying to make our limo doorbell safe from transient peaks, I guess they're the only decisions we've got. So I guess you know we're going to make the most of them. We want our minds made up fast, right, guys?
Yeah.
And Mertz makes up our minds faster, more completely than any other method supplement ever could, if there were any.
I love it.
So, hey, listen to me. Try Mertz, huh? It's all there is. Best of all, Mertz works.
That's all.
Come on, guys. Let's do one more.
Okay, Eddie.
All right. That's why I come in.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee, and I'm also the president. The good news is we're about halfway through today's agenda. Yay! Not many more topics to get through here. So, if you're just now joining us, remember that you can always catch the first half of the agenda in the archive. But right now, I need to go get some more tea. So, you listen to this, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately.
Selecting I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
And here we are. Welcome back to this daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still your chairman. My name is Tobe. And in case you're wondering what I just ate, I decided to have some cinnamon toast. That's right, because I love cinnamon. Cinnamon is so yummy. I love cinnamon so much that if I had a time machine, I would go back in time and I would find the first guy peeling the bark off a tree so he can grind it up and eat it. And I'd be like, dude, that's a good idea. And he'd say, yeah, I thought so too. I'm going to dry this out, then I'm going to powder it. And I'm going to, you know, like put it in stuff to make it taste better. And I'd be like, homie, that is such an awesome idea. Have you discovered sugar yet? And he'd be like, what? And I'm like, here, let me show you. You take these sugar beets here, or this sugar cane, and you do this stuff to it. And then you refine the sugar so it's a lovely white crystalline powder. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I love sugar so much. And cinnamon. My guts feel a little bit better, but they still make some funny noises here and there, making little squeaks and little grunts. And just now, it made a little sound that sounded like my cat. And I looked up towards my cat. No, my cat is sleeping in her blue bed. So, that's interesting. That happened to me the other night. I thought I heard my cat doing something. I was looking around for my cat, and cat's not even in the room. Where did that noise come from? Oh, it's my guts trying to digest food. Yes, food. My arch nemesis. You know what? I'm feeling a little bored. Let's do something fun. Let's go out on the deck. Hopefully my cat is still sleeping and didn't hear the door open. Otherwise, oh, it's windy out here. Otherwise, the cat's gonna be up here yanging her head off. What are we doing up here anyway, out here? Well, I'm setting up a tube here, and I've got a dozen bottle rockets in my hand. So we're gonna launch some bottle rockets. Here we go, rocket number one. Nice. Now here's two rockets at once. Oh, the other one didn't go. Hosiery. Well, I guess you gotta expect some of these to fail. Let's light another one. Just standing out here. My neighbors are mowing their lawns. And I'm out here lighting rockets because that's a fun thing to do. If you're me, put another one in the tube here. Kaboom, kabang. Uh-oh, somebody heard me. And you know who it is. It's Wangy Yanger Zing Zang. Here goes another rocket. Oh, I'm having way too much fun. Let's light another one. Yeah, I could sit here and do this all day. And during a certain week in July, I do this all day. And now my neighbor Jim is mowing his lawn. Is he coming into his backyard or is he still working on the side there? He's working on the side. Besides, I've known this guy since high school, my neighbor behind me. He knows I get up to wacky stuff. Launch! Whoa! Yeah, that probably clipped. That one blew up in the tube. That can't be good. What's the cat doing? Oh, I think the cat got spooked by that boom, and so she's no longer at the door yanging her little kitty head off, because she doesn't like the fireworks. Not like I do. Oh, that one launched, but it didn't want to go bangs. All right, we got three left here. Let's get this one off. Fly, be free! Yay! Freedom for rockets. These rockets have been oppressed, and I'm just freeing them. Liberating them from their tormentors. Boom. These are good bottle rockets. These are, of course, black cats, just the regular ones, not the silver foxes. Okay, here comes my last one. These do have good reports. Last rocket. Yes, that entertains me to no end. Oh, and who's this? I'm trying to get back in the house. Are you gonna let me back in? You're just sitting there. Are you gonna let me in? You're gonna try to come outside if I go in this door. Are you gonna be a good baby and stay inside, or are you gonna try to escape to the outdoors? Yeah, what are you smelling? Yeah, you're smelling the punk. Yes, I still got a lit punk in my hand. It's for lighting fireworks. Okay, I'm coming in. You look out. Yeah, Katie's gotta look out. Katie's gotta be careful. Yes. All right, so I'll just walk over to the sink here and extinguish this punk. Put it back in the punk holder. Yes, I do have a punk holder right here in my kitchen. Along with a whole bunch of other larger rockets that we won't be lighting at this time. Bottle rockets are so fun. Oh, fireworks are so fun. Well, whistling Jupiters aren't that fun. They're not fun when they're flying at your head at the speed of sound. No, that's not fun. Although, when it just misses your head, you get that awesome Doppler effect. You know what I'm talking about. The best part of all this is that, of course, now I smell like fireworks smoke. It's like a perfume for me. I can smell some of it even in the house. The smoke wafted in the house. I've got all the doors open, so. I love that smell. That's my happy smell. Yep, somehow I just remembered that I need to go to the bank to get money so I can buy gasoline. Wouldn't it just be easier if my bank was just the gas station? I mean, pretty much the only thing I ever have to buy is gas. Why don't we just have gas banks? Or for that matter, why do we even bother trading in currency? Why don't we just have our unit of currency be a gallon of gasoline? I mean, this is America. We all need gasoline. We all want gasoline. We all complain about the price of gasoline. Maybe we should just all get paid in gasoline. Maybe we should trade in gasoline. Oh, fossil fuels, I love you so much. Only because then I can burn you to create electricity, the greatest form of energy. And now here's a list of my three favorite kinds of energy. Number one, electricity. It's moving electrons. It's awesome. Everybody loves it. Everything that I have uses it. Well, except for my car, which uses electricity, but it also uses gas. But electricity rules. Number two, fire. I really like fire. I don't understand how it works or where it comes from exactly. Not electrons. There's, you know, like fire particles in the electrons, and the firetrons escape and they make heat, and that's how fire works. Number three, potential energy. I like energy that is potential. I like energy that is stored, because then I can use it later. And that's a good thing. My favorite kind of potential energy is a battery. An alkaline battery. I hate rechargeable batteries because they're not as good as regular batteries, and batteries rule. And I like batteries and everything that runs on batteries, because then you don't have to plug it in to the wall, because you have batteries. And as an honorable mention to this list, I would just like to say that I also appreciate kinetic energy. I don't know what it's made of or where it comes from, but being as I like to move and I like to see things move, kinetic energy is good. Secretly, I think kinetic energy is really just electricity, because if you look at an electric motor, it doesn't move until it has electricity. So, you know, it occurs to me that it's possible that all energies are the same. Since you can't lose them, I can't find my energies. Where did they go? Wait, you can't lose or gain energy. My energies aren't lost. They're probably up in the drawer with the rest of my batteries. I have a whole drawer full of batteries. Most of them are dead, because I can't bring myself to throw away dead batteries. Because dead batteries aren't completely dead. They're just, you know, lower power than you want. So they still got all that magic juice in them. So I've got these boxes full of, you know, barely charged batteries. And sometimes I just hook them up to LEDs to let them drain, just because I like LEDs so much. But you knew that already. In fact, here's a list of my 100 favorite kinds of LED. Number 1, the 7-segment display. Number 2, the 8-segment display. Number 3, oh, dang it. I'm afraid I'm going to have to wait on completing this list of my favorite whatever I was talking about, because I just noticed that I'm starting to run out of time. It's 1958 UTCAE, which means it's time for me to wrap this up. And this is the part where I say, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day for the rest of your life. My name's Tobe, I'm your host and chairman. And what else was I going to say? Seems like there was something else I was going to mention, but I can't think of what it was. It is not a Barnacle Day today, it is not a Vocaloid show today. So, I don't know what to tell you. I guess the last thing I need to say is this. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.